Separate but equal was almost always separate and not equal. That was the case in agricultural education as well, with two groups helping those who love the farm. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the first half of the 20th century, separate but equal was the rule in many public venues in the United States. That applied to student groups such as 4-H and the Future Farmers of America as well.
The New Farmers of America was the organization for African-American farm boys, or as they said at that time, Negro farm boys. The roots of it actually started in 1927 at Virginia State College.
Dr. Antoine Alston is Ag Ed Professor and Associate Dean of Academic Studies at the School of Agriculture and Environmental Studies at North Carolina A&T University in Greensboro, North Carolina. The New Farmers of America sprang to life at about the same time as the Future Farmers of America, chartering many local chapters and state associations.
For the first couple of years of the NFA, state associations popped up. Pretty much all your southern states where you had 1890 land grant, which is your historical black land grant colleges.
NFA jackets were black and gold instead of FFA's blue and gold. The Cotton Bowl was on the NFA logo instead of the cross-section of corn on the FFA logo. There were other differences in the activities of the two groups as well.
Some of the contests were similar, but some of them were different. Like, we had the quartet, the spiritual contest, where they sung Negro spirituals, for example.
The organizations were separate, but not equal. While NFA had its own advisors and administrators to oversee its work, many of whom had master's and doctorate degrees, the FFA's leadership was given oversight of the NFA.
At the 7th National NFA Convention, which was in Tallahassee, it was made clear to these attendees they would have to conform and come under the auspices of them.
In 1965, the two groups merged with the adoption of the Federal Civil Rights Act. However, that merger was more of an absorption of the NFA. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.